Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And to all of you listening tonight, we wish you such a peaceful holiday season. And of course, to those of you who have lost a loved one, we understand how tough this time of year can be. We are so happy that you're joining us tonight as we bring through some loving and healing messages from those in the afterlife. And we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. So give us a call here at the show. Our number here is 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, please try to use a landline for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. You can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson. She'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of quick updates. We have one more Holidays Past event coming up on Saturday, December 20th. This is with Angelina Diana. She will be in Fort Myers, Florida. And we still have a couple of seats left. So if you're going to be in that area or if you live in the area, you can still sign up for this. And don't forget to enter our annual 2014 Holidays Past raffle. The drawing will take place on December 23rd, so that's less than a week away. And it's only $5 for a chance to win a reading by one of our certified mediums. You could win a reading with one of the following: Joanne Gerber, Lynn LeClaire, Dave Campbell, Eliza Ray, or Nancy Marlowe. So be sure to check this out. It's a really great value for such a healing experience. And you can find more information about that event and all of our upcoming events on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. The third Thursday of every month, of course, is our Mediums and Messages show. And if this is your first time listening in, all of the mediums who are guests on this show have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. You can find information about all of our mediums up on the website. Tonight, we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. Once again, you can reach us here at the show at 888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Siri Burnson. Siri is in the Boston, Massachusetts area, and in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, Siri is also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art. She has traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And we're very happy to have her with us this evening, so let's welcome her to the show. Hi, Siri.
Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm doing great. I should say welcome back to the show, because you actually were with us this past spring, so we always love having you here.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been good.
Wonderful.
And I think I saw you this. I saw you this summer, didn't I? In Connecticut.
I saw you at the end of summer. Yep, we did the grief retreat together.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Those events are always so healing and so wonderful.
Yeah.
I know you have some new events coming up for the new year. What do you have coming up for 2015?
Well, I have just put up the classes that I had going on in my office in Boston area. I am going to be teaching quite extensively at some of the spiritualist churches in the area.
Oh, wow.
And then I am also in I'm in dialogues with some other mediums in the area. I love to work with other mediums. Uh-huh. And so I'm setting things up in Boston, in Natick, and then hopefully, you know, working with other people throughout the year.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great to hear that. And we always enjoy working together. I think people don't realize how much fun it is for us also to kind of tag team a little bit, work together at events, especially group-type events, group-type sessions. And, of course, anything that Forever Family Foundation is hosting, which is always a very healing experience for us. So tell me a little bit more about your classes and what you teach. I know that you get into a little bit with psychic stuff, also the mediumship. What's like some of your favorite things to work with people?
Well, I always say that everyone can learn how to do mediumship, but not everyone is born as a medium. I do believe that mediums are born just like natural musicians are born.
Right.
But I'm always able to get, even those that have a really hard time getting to the information, I'm always able to find ways. Because I'm trained both in the mental mediumship, I've also been trained in sort of playing and stepping into the power. So I've been able to use all these different methods to connect with different students. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like how I teach. And yes,
right.
I do emphasize both sort of the intuitive part as well as the spirit part, because I think that developing our intuition.
One of the things I think that people find very fascinating, because this is something that everybody experiences, is when they're getting the signs and the symbols, or they're trying to recognize when their loved ones are leaving them signs, or, you know, just kind of how to recognize that. How do you teach people to deal with that?
Well, I think that each person is so unique, and so I always say ask them for the sign, and they will begin to give you that specific sign. For many people, it may be butterflies, it may be dragonflies, different insects. There are some people that look for the cardinals. I know one friend of mine, she looks for the cardinals, to look for her mom all the time. And so it's just over and over and over again. And the other thing that I also say to people when they start studying with me, keep a journal.
Mm-hmm.
Have it next to your bedside, and pay attention to your dreams. All of these things are so important in learning how to connect with our loved ones.
Yeah, they are, and I agree with you on that. The dream journal is a fabulous idea, because I always share with people, dreams is probably the easiest way for our loved ones to actually connect with us. And one of the suggestions that I make also is when you're keeping that journal and you're jotting down your notes and you want to try to do that as soon as you wake up, don't forget to date it. Date the experience. You know, keep dates in your journal, because it's so interesting to kind of look back and just see and track things and see what's coming through, and check also about the intensity of the dreams that are coming through. And the other thing is, sometimes in the dream state, you will connect with someone in the afterlife, and there's a date on the calendar that is very significant, and you may not even realize that. And you're able to check that with someone else. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting to see what comes through that way. So this is great.
Yeah, I also know one woman. I know one woman, her way of healing, her dog passed away 4 years ago on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
She figured this out herself. She started writing a journal to her daughter. And she would make a time twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, and she would sit down at 6 p.m. and she would start writing to her daughter for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And as this continued, they began to have a dialogue, and she was absolutely convinced that her daughter Anna was with her. And I think that was beautiful.
That is a beautiful thing, and it's not the first time I've heard of that. You know, there are instances, and again, this is something that's kind of a little bit unusual. A lot of people haven't heard of this, but there are ways to continue your relationship with someone, even though they're no longer here in physical form. They're on the other side. They've made their transition, but we're able to kind of keep a dialogue going, or we're able to find healing with each other. You know, some relationships can be a little bit challenging, and so we can find healing that way. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. So I hope that all of our listeners do try to track any type of signs or signals or anything. Don't be very quick to think that it's just your imagination. You know, there's always somebody trying to give us kind of a heads up that they're still around, they're still connected to us, and those bonds of love are still there. So that's a very cool thing. So I'm so excited for you with these classes. You've got lots of classes coming up, so that must be cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love teaching. That's one of my favorite things to do is groups and teaching.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's going to be a fabulous new year for you. We are actually going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak a little bit more with Siri. We're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question for us, or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the station. One more time, I'm going to give you the number because our phone lines light up like crazy. It's 1-888-627-6008. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Siri Bernsen. And we are actually going to go to our phone lines. Once again, I'm going to give you our phone number here. We're at 1-888-627-6008. So if you have a question for us, or if you would like to make a connection with Spirit, give us a buzz here at the station. We'll be happy to take your call. And when we do take your call, we like to hear your voice. So I'm going to say your name if I know who it is that's on hold. And you could just let us know if you'd like a little bit of a mini reading, and we're going to go right from there. So our first caller is Linda. I believe we have Linda on the line from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. It's nice to speak with you. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
A mini reading?
A mini reading. Okay. I'm going to turn you over to
So, Linda, just say yes or no. I hope you said just yeses. But so there's a couple of things that I would like to talk about. I feel like there's a mother's energy that is all around you, and I also do know that her mother is also there with her. So, would you understand that your mother is in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. And would you also understand that your mom had a lot of health issues before her passing? That I have to admit to you, I'm not sure this is a cancerous condition, but all I know is there's a long-term condition that also would have affected her mind towards the end of her life. Do you understand this, please?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to say there's a lady that is with you, and all I know is that she's pointing underneath my armpit, and I feel like either she's talking about having had a blood disease, or she's talking about having had issues in and around the breast area, or where there's things that are flowing through her veins that are not good for her. And all I know right now is that she had to take a lot of medication for this. I do feel, though, also, Linda, here, that there must be somebody in the family that is either named in a similar manner as you, or it's as if I'm looking at, like, Mary Linda or Mary Ellen or Mary Lynn. Do you understand this, please, at all?
No.
Okay. I'm going to stay with this woman, though. All I know is that she would have been in her 80s when she passed in spirit. I feel like she would have gotten sick in her 82nd year, and I feel like she would have lived a little bit longer. I do know that she would have had two sisters living. I also do know that she's talking about an upcoming, what I see as a birthday or anniversary that is connected to you. I feel like I need to talk about a connection to the name George or Jeffrey. That sounding name also is connected with her. Do you not understand any of this, then?
No.
Okay. I open your mind a little bit, so not to only focus on your mom, but sort of look into sort of the people around your mom, because I feel like would you understand that your mother would have been quite religious, please?
Not really.
Okay. I have to for some reason, and Doreen, please jump in if you understand anything that I'm saying to you. All I know right now is that this woman has shown me that there would have been a crucifix that would have been handed down, because I feel like either I'm holding onto a crucifix or I'm holding onto a rosary. And I feel like I need to talk about this being a significant part of passing down the heritage. I also do know that this woman is talking about someone in the family is wanting to do the genealogy, or they're wanting to look into who we are, as in looking into the family relationship and family where we came from. And the other thing also that I need to say that if this is not for you, Linda, I have to talk about this woman here. I know that she's a mom, but she's also talking about her daughter has been involved in healing or doing hospice or Reiki, or there's something about bringing the light into other people's lives.
Actually, I'm going to jump in. Siri, I want to jump into this just a little bit, because I actually understand and I'm getting some of what you're getting also. But Linda, does this ring any bells for somebody you're close to who lost their mom? This might not be your mom. I think it's somebody else's mom. Do you understand that? Do you have a close friend who lost a mom who would have had rosary beads? She would have been a little bit older. She would have had a connection also to the G or J name. Because I think when we get an energy on the other side and we connect, they identify themselves, for instance, as the mom vibration. It doesn't always have to be yours, though. It could be somebody close to you. Do you know who this might be if we remove it to somebody that you're close to? Do you have a close friend? A close friend, somebody who is, you know, lives next door, somebody you work with, somebody you're connected to in a different way, because the mom vibration is very prominent around you. But obviously some of what Siri's getting is not fitting with your mom. I think this is a different mom we're getting.
It could also be a mother-in-law or your aunt.
Yeah, it could be an in-law.
Yeah.
A mother-in-law?
Linda, yes.
Maybe.
Is your mother-in-law in spirit as well?
Yes. Well, my ex-mother-in-law.
Okay, well, they don't count exes. You know, in-laws count as family members. You're going to have a connection to those people. This might actually, if you think about some of the information that's coming through, might actually fit a little bit closer that way, where it's a little bit more removed from you. It might be your mother-in-law who is actually coming through. Now, who close to you, or if you know or can validate this with your in-laws, is there somebody who likes to look at ancestry, or they do a little bit of, you know, genealogy kind of research or things like that? Do you have anybody, even in your in-laws, who was involved in something like that?
No.
Okay. Would you be able to validate it? Would you know? Because you said this is an ex. If it's possibly your mother-in-law, it would be your, you know, ex-family. Would you be able to validate it, or you're not sure?
Yeah, I would be able to validate it, but...
Okay, and the Mary name that Siri was getting, I feel like it's longer than Mary. Whenever I get Mary, I feel like it's a short name. I feel like it's an M-A-R, but a longer name. It could be Marion, it could be Martha, it could be Margaret. There's like an M-A-R, but a longer name. And
it's
if
like
that applies...
Mary Ellen?
Yeah, it could be something like that. Is that in your in-laws?
No.
You're not sure about that name. You're not getting that name.
Okay. Linda, who in your family is the one that loves to artwork or painting? Who's the one that likes to do hold on to the paintbrushes and do the landscape or the watercolors?
Nobody in my family.
Okay. Think about your
or anybody I know.
Okay. Do you by any chance live in a larger size building?
It's three stories.
Right. Because I need to go on the top floor. I'm not sure why this is, but I need to go on like the third or the fourth floor. But I need to talk about the people around you. There's people around you that also... do you have any, by any chance, do you have any Eastern European ancestry also in your family, please? Like Polish or...
Yes, I...
Or... okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And have you ever been to the eastern part of Europe to visit your... I'll tell you how it comes across. I feel like there's a lot of questions about who we are or our ancestry or where we came from, but I do know there's what I perceive to be like what I feel like could be a Polish connection or Hungarian connection. All I know is I'm in the eastern part of Europe. And then I feel also that I need to just acknowledge that there's someone in the family that is interested or intrigued by these things. But I also do know, because this lady here, she's also shown me that there's somebody in your family that is also quite artistic, as in they love to do art, and whether this is painting, watercolors. All I know right now is that I'm holding onto this paintbrush, and I'm doing all these beautiful colors. I'm painting this guy blue, and I'm doing beautiful things on a canvas or on a piece of paper.
Okay. I don't know of anybody like that.
You're not sure. Okay. Well, we were getting kind of a mom side of the family, mom energy, but also her mom as well, your maternal grandmother. So I don't know if you're able to identify some of this information perhaps with her. Sometimes grandmothers come through in a very maternal way. They'll come through kind of as the mom figure also, especially if you've had the opportunity to, you know, kind of spend some time with them growing up or when you're in, you know, your younger years. Some of this information might really apply more to your grandmother than to your mom. Would you have a way to validate that?
I never knew my grandmother, but she was from Turkey.
Okay. So she was from that European region, and
right.
So you might not be able to. And you don't know, do you know some of the names that would be back two generations, like in your grandmother's generation, would you know some of the names in the family, her siblings, you know, great-grandparents?
Sarah, Lily.
Well, you don't have to tell me the names, but a little bit earlier, Siri was getting the George or the Jeffrey, the G or the J name, going to a male energy. And if you're not sure, it would be interesting to check that to see if those names, either of those names, may fit somewhere really kind of closer to your grandmother than to your mom. Because
I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dwayne. If you don't mind. Linda, would you understand that your mother, who is in spirit, would you understand her having had brown eyes?
Yes.
Okay. And would you understand also that before her passing, that she may have had a little bit of a vision issue, because I had to, there's a lady here. Because she's pointing at my eyeballs, and she's literally saying that her eyes are brown, but I also do know that she either should have had glaucoma or cataracts or something that prevented her from seeing very well. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, okay. That I understand.
Okay, wonderful. All I know is that these two women, they're together. Now, what I do know about this lovely lady here, that is, and would you also understand that your mom would have been quite well-dressed, because I feel like I'm well put together, like I'm not necessarily dolled up, but I'm really well put together. Do you understand that, please?
Yes, I understand.
Yes. I like to take care of my nails, and I like to look good, and I like to be color-coordinated and all that. I have to say that also your mom had a very, very gentle, personality, because I feel like she's one of these ladies that she would like to help other people out. And she would have taught you also how to help other people out, because I feel like there would have been times for Thanksgiving that we would have volunteered, we would have helped out the ones that are less fortunate, if you understand that, please.
Yes.
Always helping hand, I have to say that my sense is that you sometimes you wonder what your mom does in heaven, and I have to say to you, I feel like she still continues helping, because all I can see right now is she continues to help people, and she's letting you know that her vision is good now, and she's seeing quite well. I'm not sure if she's the one that is talking about herself as having had the bone thing. If you are due for a doctor's checkup, where you have to go through the sort of the medical things, as in how is your calcium level or how are these levels. Do you understand this, please, for yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because your mom is reminding you to eat better, to eat well, to eat the veggies and to eat the things that really build up the calcium level, because she's a little concerned about your bone health, if I can say that.
Yes.
And the other thing also, the other thing also that I'm not sure if you have another sister, but she's talking about another woman that in your life that you're very close to, that you help one another out also. Like if you have a doctor's appointment, there's somebody that helps you out, and vice versa.
Yes.
Do you understand this, please? Okay. I just wanted to say a big hello to this friend of yours, because I know that she's just saying a big, big, big hello to her. And So because she's like a best friend, she's like almost like a sister. Like the energy is like a sister. But I know that she's more a friend than a sister, if you understand. Yes. And because she knows how to make you laugh. I also feel that your mom now showing me that when we come up to the holiday season, you always feel a little bit anxious about the holiday season, because you don't want to be putting sort of people in an awkward position, but also your mom is saying that you also don't want to spend them alone. And she's just saying that if someone invites you over, just go over. It's okay, even if it's just for a couple of hours. You don't seclude yourself too much. Just be around people because you need to stay.
Okay.
Okay? So
that's
just know that your
good,
mom, she did pop in. She had the lady with her. The other thing also, I do know there's a man. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this is your husband or if this is, I'm not sure if this is your mom's husband. I feel like there's a man in spirit. At one point, he may have worn a uniform. And the other thing also, I know that he would have been a smoker. I feel that he may have had heart issue before his passing. Do you understand this with that energy?
Yes.
Okay, just know that the two of them are close together and they're both coming through together. And I feel like that is just reminding you that when you were a young girl, you were a dad girl. Do you understand this, please?
I was a what girl?
You were a daddy's girl.
A daddy's girl, yes.
Girl,
yes.
And your mom is actually laughing at this, that you will always be a daddy's girl, and that's okay.
Aw, good.
Yeah. So just know that your mom and they are here around the holidays, and you can talk to them yourself, because sometimes you wonder how the mediums do this, but you can do the same thing as we do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to leave it there with you, Linda.
I hope this helped you a little bit. You have actually quite a bit of energy around you. So one of these older ladies we were connecting with, you might want to talk to a few people in your family, see if you can identify some of that information. Your mom was clearly coming through, but somebody else was as well. You know, so we will leave it there with you, and thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you so, so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a
happy welcome. So,
happy holiday to you, too.
Yes, and so, you know, I know around the holidays, Siri, it's such a difficult time of the year for so many people, and we always try to help. Sounds like we've got a line off the hook there. Before we go to our next caller, I just want to touch on the holidays. It's a very trying time of year, you know, for people, and we try to provide as much healing as we can. What do you find really helps with, you know, some of the people that you work with around this time of the year? Are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Okay. What do you find helps with providing healing to others around the holidays? Is there anything special that you like to, get people to understand or maybe shift their focus a little bit? How do you handle that?
You see, I think that togetherness is really important because, for instance, for myself, to speak about my own personal journey, 2 years ago, my father passed away almost to the day.
Uh-huh.
And so I went home to Iceland to be with my mom and my siblings, and it was a very difficult time, but it was also a time where we sort of bonded.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same thing last year. It was a very difficult time because it was a very difficult year. But we were really trying to bond together, sort of to try to hold it all together. And I've seen this also with one of my friends lately. She lost her dad only 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I'm trying to say to her, you know, be there for your mom and sort of stay strong together. So I think that the holiday season is when we have to stay together, even if we don't have anyone. And if somebody, one person invites you to come to their house, go and join them. Or if you have a place to go to volunteer, do that too, because there's a lot of people that are all alone.
Yeah, there are. There are quite a few people alone. All right, so we're gonna hold off for just a minute on talking about holidays. Let's see if we can get one more caller in here. I think we have Margaret on the line. Margaret, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I guess with Spirit.
With Spirit. Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
Okay. So, Margaret, one of the things that I'm aware of is that either you love to use words, because I don't know who's coming through right now, but I know there's a lady that is coming through. I have to say that she feels younger to me. And I feel, when I'm talking about younger, I feel like she may have been in her 50s when she passed away. She may be just about 52 or 40 to 52. I just know that she's young with me here. And I feel like she's actually coming through, having had brown hair. She may have... She's actually showing her hair to me in such a way that she may have lost her hair or something. She's kind of like flipping her hair for some reason, but she had beautiful brown thick hair at one point. I have to place her next to you, so I'm going to say to you, I'm not quite sure if she's a sister, if she's a cousin, but or a friend. All I know is that she's next to you, so she's in a similar vibration as you. But I have to say that for some reason, though, that her passing to me, it takes place fairly quickly. I know that I'm going to pass with her here, but I also do know that she passes fairly quickly. I do know that she was married, and I feel like I need to talk about her having had a couple of kids. Do you understand anything that I'm saying to you, Margaret?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And would you understand that you and her, you got along really well, and that she would have been able to let you laugh and giggle?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's reminding you of the silliness of Lucille Ball. And there's something about playing around like Lucille Ball, and you have to remember to have joy in life. But would you understand her being a sister of yours?
She really wasn't a sister. She was my sister's sister-in-law, but we all considered each other like sisters.
Yeah, okay. It's the same thing.
Very close.
Yeah. That's okay, because all I know is that she's like, it's like sisters in arms, and that's all she's wanted to convey, is that she's like a sister to you. So just take her as a sister if you don't mind. And she's also saying that she's making fun of somebody who was recently trying to hang up a garland or some sort of a wreath or something, and they were not doing a good job of it, or they're trying to hang up the Christmas lights. and they were getting very bothered by it. Do you understand this?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Okay. Either with your husband, her husband, so they were trying to put up the Christmas ornaments or the holiday ornaments. And it's like going up and down stairs, like these little like two or three step stairs. And like I'm going up and down, moving it. And then either with a staple gun or something, and I need to sort of make fun of it. Is anyone in your family that loves to wear these ugly Christmas sweaters? Because he's talking about this big guy that is living that loves to wear these Christmas sweaters or these interesting looking sweaters.
Well, her nephew is like a party for an ugly sweater party, and we were looking for one for him.
That's it. Because all I know, and would you understand that he's all grown up now where he's bigger?
Yes.
Yeah, because I have to say, I feel like she's wanted to poke him and poke him and poking and make fun with him, not off him, but making fun with him. And if you're putting it together like a Christmas or a holiday-themed party, someone will be showing up with antlers or reindeer antlers, and she's just sort of reminding people, you have to have fun, you have to have fun. There's a time of year where you must celebrate. And I feel like she would have liked to have a glass of wine now and then. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, because he's insisting on this. When it comes to the new year, we must celebrate and we must lift a glass, a toast, and toast for me. And I have to say to you, I don't feel that she was necessarily sort of all about herself, but she's wanted to sort of emphasize now that she's in spirit, it's all about me, 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 me. Would it make sense to you that in life she was not all about herself, but now in spirit, everyone is always talking about her?
Oh, that's for sure, yes.
Yeah, I know, because he's getting a huge kick out of it. It's all about me now. And when I was living, they barely saw me. But now that I'm in spirit, they're always talking about me. And people either are posting things on social media and saying, I wish she was here. And she's like, I'm right here. So she's just letting you know that she's right there with you. I'm not sure if you also lost your mom or if she lost her mom, but I need to say to you that she's with a lady in spirit that feels like a mother's energy. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Someone also is either sensitive to limes, lemons, or let's just put it this way. I'm biting into a lime or a lemon, and I really feel like I'm having a really horrific reaction to it, meaning that I'm having a gagging. There's someone that does not like lime.
Huh.
Remember that I said it. When you go into this party with your nephew, remember that I said it. There's something about drinking the Corona beer and the lime is disgusting.
Okay, we are coming up on a hard break, so we have to leave it there with you. But thank you for calling into the show, Margaret. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to get back to our phone lines, hopefully get to a couple of more calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Siri Bernson. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, are you guys still doing your last-minute holiday shopping? If you are, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? There's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Drugstore.com, Home Depot, Marriott, Priceline, Victoria's Secret, and many, many more. So if you're still doing your online holiday shopping, please go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. We have Siri Bernson with us tonight. We've got time for a couple of quick phone calls. So we're going to go to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Joe on the line from Massachusetts. Are you with us, Joe? Hello? Is Joe with us on the line?
Yeah, it appears not.
Okay, I guess not. All right, let's go to the next one on the line. I think we have Kathy on the line. Kathy, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. It's nice to call. Nice to speak with you. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a connection to Spirit?
No, I wanted a connection.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
Okay, so now I'm going to hope that this is the right connection because I've been sort of staring at Joe's name, so I hope this is for you, Kathy. All I know right now, there's a young man that is coming through, and what I do know about this young man, he would have been in just about his... All I can say right now is that I feel like I perceive him as being between the age of 18 and 24, and for some reason I'm more drawn to the age of 24. I do feel that when he passes out the spirit is that his passing is very quickly, and I feel like he was very close to you when he was alive, and I do know that he has sort of this kind of like dirty blonde brown hair. Do you understand anything that I'm saying to you?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I do.
Okay. And would you understand this being either your son or like a son or like he's immature like a son? I don't know.
Not a son, no.
Okay, then I'm gonna rephrase this. Would you understand that he would have been kind of immature in some ways?
Hmm.
I'll put in a different spin. Like if he wanted to fool around, he would have fooled around. Like there's something about him acting younger than he is or behaving younger than he is, that he didn't take life too seriously. If you know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But it hasn't. Well, I'm going to go into...
Do you want me to tell you who I'm thinking of?
I'm sure.
My cousin?
Okay. Would you understand your cousin would have been younger than you, though?
He wasn't younger than me, though.
He was not younger.
A little bit older. Just a tiny bit older.
Okay. I'm going to say it in a different way, though. There's something about this young man here that he looks up to you. And I also get a sense that when he does pass, there's something about him being responsible for the way he passes. So he takes full responsible for the way he kind of like, I'm not necessarily saying that he took his own life, but I feel like the way he passes, though, is he takes responsibility for it. As in, I'm not sure if it's an accident. All I know is that it's a very quick passing with him. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but I still need to talk about his personality. It feels like it's younger than yours. If it's your cousin, it just he feels less mature than you are.
Okay.
It's like, I have to say that he feels like a goofball because he's wanted to goof around with me. And I also have to say that, have you ever been to New York City or have you ever been to the Rockefeller Plaza where they do this ice skating and all that stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and would it make sense to you that you have a really interesting sense of humor that, for instance, if you would have gone there to a concert, that you would have known how to make fun of the clothing or the singers or the whole event? You have a really good time making fun of and being with the people around you.
Okay.
Well, either you understand it or you don't.
No, me or him.
Maybe him. All I know is that we need, let us put it this way. If there's a wardrobe malfunction, let's make fun of it. If it's Mariah Carey singing, let's make fun of it. And it's like, oh my God, check it out. It's like having fun with it.
Okay. Not me, maybe him.
Okay. But you've been to New York City around the holidays though, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, because all I know is that I'm having fun with it because I feel like, and would you also understand that your cousin would have been somewhat hyper at times because I feel like I need to be kind of hyper with him.
Hmm. I'm wondering if I'm thinking it's him and it's not him, you know what I mean? Maybe it's somebody else.
No, I'm going to stick with it. Would you understand that your cousin would have passed just like in his early 20s?
Yes.
Okay, and would you understand him also passing quickly and sort of being responsible? The other thing that he's just showing me right now is that either there has to be a connection to a town or a name that sounds like Raina or Ray or Raymond or Ray something. Do you understand that, please?
A town?
Either a town or a name, because the way he shows it to me is like the name Raymond, but I feel like he's talking about a town or a place that sounds like Raymond, or something with an R-A-N or R-A-M connection.
Huh.
I'm gonna.
Okay. Well, my father-in-law's name is Raymond.
Good. There we go. Okay. Good. Because he's kind of like, you know, that TV show Everybody Loves Raymond, even though your father-in-law is honestly the one to love, and not everyone loves your father-in-law. But
right.
And I think he's kind of like making fun of it. But at the same time, this is your cousin because I feel like he's somebody that likes to sort of have fun with people. He likes to really enjoy life to the fullest. And the other thing also, since his passing, though, either there must have been other people that came around or there's new people that came into the family. And I'm not sure if somebody in the family was born after his passing that had a little spot on the cheek, like an angel's kiss. He's poking my cheek. Mm. And what is someone doing? Bear with me for just a second. Do you understand someone being born into the family that either had a lot of freckles or has, like, this dimple on the side of the cheek?
Okay.
Do you understand that at all?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, I'm still questioning whether this is my cousin.
Okay.
But
do you understand your cousin having a lighthearted sense of humor?
Yes.
Okay. It's really his humor that he's trying to bring through. It's like my humor. Do you understand also your cousin would have been quite slender?
Yeah, he was slender, yeah.
Yeah, because he's kind of like, hey, Shalami, I'm in good shape. I've got good shoulders. I'm in good shape. And I have to say that your cousin right now, he's also showing me there has to be a connection to sometime in the month of February. There has to be either an anniversary or a birthday with something about a February connection. Do you understand that, please?
To him?
To the family.
His birthday's in February? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have birthdays in
Okay, because he's just talking about that's party time. Because I feel like his personality is the thing that is really coming through with him. Now, the other thing that he did show me was I'm not sure if he had an impact to the head or he's just waving his hand around his head area, and he's just letting people know that he's all good now.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand what that means?
Yes.
Okay, because he's just waving his hand over his head, and he's like, I'm really good now, I'm really good now. And could you please let his mom know that he's doing really well in heaven, or like the whole entire family? Just let them know. Let them all know that he's doing really well in heaven. So the other thing, someone in the family likes to do this felting or cutting out. What on earth am I? Do you make your own Christmas cards?
We usually make the photo cards.
Okay, yeah, it's the same thing to me. All I know is that he's cutting out these shapes and he's putting these things into some sort of a two-dimensional artwork.
Okay.
Okay. Just take your cousin's love and just let everyone know that he's going to be in and around the holidays and he's going to be celebrating with all of you in February, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thank
Kathy.
Thanks so much.
Kathy, when they show us those things, it means they're around us, so just know your connection's forever, okay? And thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate the call. Okay, I'm not sure. I think we had somebody else on hold. I don't know if she's still there. Is Linda with us? We had another caller holding on. I don't know if she's still there. Well, if she isn't, let's talk for just a minute.
I'm here.
Is she? Oh, there you are. Linda, welcome to the show. Did you want a connection to spirit?
Hi there.
All right.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, and we just have about 3 minutes. That's about all we have
left. Yeah, we just have about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
Linda, have you yourself ever been in some sort of a dance troupe or dancing, or would you understand why it is that someone in spirit is showing me the dancing around you?
No, but my parents danced a lot.
Okay, so you understand, because all I'm getting right now is that I know how to do the foxtrot, I know how to do the tap dance, I know how to do that. It's like kind of like Bing Crosby or Fred Astaire and what do you call them? Wasn't it like Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby, the big dancers from the 50s? All I know is that there's somebody moving my legs around because they know they have almost no time. Would you understand then, would you understand your mom being in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she
and would okay. And do you still have some of your mom's dresses? Because I feel like she's somebody that dressed in dresses. Because she's showing me. Did you ever see the all I can tell you right now is that I feel like she is dressed up in these dresses and she looks really spiffy. And I have to say that either you have some of her dresses. The other thing also, I feel like your mom is coming through with lighter hair. Do you understand this, please, Linda?
With a what head?
That she has blonde hair.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Blonde hair? No, she had beautiful gray hair.
Okay. Well, I see it as lighter hair. That's just how I perceive it right now, is that I see her having lighter hair. But would you also understand that your mom would have been the type of lady that she liked to put in earrings?
No, she didn't wear earrings. I wear earrings.
Oh, you're the one that wears earrings. Then maybe this is, I'm not sure if this is actually a mom's connection, but all I know, but do you understand your mom being quite slender, in her younger days being quite slender, and having these beautiful dresses from the 1950s or 60s, please?
She was always slender, and she did like to wear dresses.
Yeah, these beautiful, what I see as these swing skirts, because all I know is the lady that I have with me, she's quite slender. And but I have to say that, do you look more like your dad?
I don't remember him too well.
Okay. Well, all I'm being shown right now is that this lady that is coming through, so she's moving her feet around, and she's like Ginger Rogers. She's like just really beautiful in the way she moves. And I have to say that recently either you were thinking of taking a photograph of your mom where she's holding you in her arms when you were younger. I'm not sure if you have another sister also, but I feel like your mom should show me that
that there's a photograph that you would like to have enlarged. Do you understand that, please?
I have a photograph enlarged of my mother and father dancing.
Okay, maybe that is what it is. Okay. But this is back in the day. This is kind of like going way back when.
Oh, gosh. That's very significant, though, because you were getting the dancing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm looking at the picture now on the wall.
Okay, good.
I have it on the wall. I'm looking at it now to talk to you.
Great. Just know that your mom is the one that is coming in and around you. And she's the one saying hello and remember that love is eternal. And I find it interesting because I don't dance, and my friends, they know that I don't dance, and I find it interesting when the people come through that do the dancing steps, and I'm like, ooh, I'm dancing now. But just know that your mom was a very, very elegant lady. That's all I can tell you right now. She's talking about having had some stomach issues before her passing. She was not too well in her body.
We are going to have to leave it there because we are coming up on the end of the show. But Linda, I hope this little mini reading helped it a little bit. I hope that
it
did.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
I thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry to cut it short, but we're really coming up on a hard break right now. We're just about out of time. Siri, thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for doing the show with us. It's always great to have you here. And is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yeah, through my website, and there's a pop-up thing that comes up, and they can email me through that. That's the easiest way.
Okay, so you guys can reach her at spiritoflight.com. And we definitely want to have you come back on the show again. We want to thank all our listeners for being with us tonight as well. We always hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. There's lots and lots of information up there about our fundraiser dinners or our raffles. Don't forget to check out, please, our Holidays Past raffle. It's less than a week away. This is a really amazing value for a $5 chance to win a mediumship reading. And also, check out our updates up on the web regarding the next annual grief retreat. This is coming up in 2015. We're going to be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. That's going to be on the weekend of July 25th through the 27th. On behalf of the Forever Family Foundation, I want to wish everyone a peaceful and joyous holiday season, a healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. Signs of Life will be off the air for the following 2 weeks due to the holiday schedule. But we're going to be back on the air Thursday, January 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern with your hosts, Bob and Fran Ginsberg. Our guest will be Leslie Keene. She's the author of New York Times bestseller, UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record. So be sure to tune in for that. That's 3 weeks from tonight on January 8th. And I will be back here with you for Mediums and Messages on January 15th. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. One day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.